Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight produced chilly overnight lows for this time of year. Many locations waking up in the 40s with some 30s showing up across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Regardless, with that strong June sun, temperatures will rebound quickly back through the 40s and 50s into the 60s and eventually mid to upper 70s for afternoon highs. Humidity levels will stay low. With high pressure in control, it'll remain dry through the night tonight, although some scattered clouds will move in after midnight from time to time. And while overnight lows will be on the cooler side, certainly not as chilly as last night, with most places staying in the 50s. This will set us up for a dry start to the day on Wednesday with sunshine. However, some clouds will move in from the west the second half of the day. We do run the risk of an isolated shower by the end of the day Wednesday, primarily in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. The wind will pick up from the south and the humidity will build a bit as high temperatures reach to about 80. The next storm system will make a run at us on Wednesday night and last through the day on Thursday with clouds, showers, and thunderstorms. The humidity will be on the rise still through Thursday, and with the clouds and showers, temperatures will be held back a bit in the middle and upper 70s. A large and dominant ridge of high pressure will build in after this system departs for Friday and through the weekend and into early next week. The result will be intense heat and humidity across the region. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 on Friday. Hazy, hot, and very humid Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-90s. And it looks like we'll continue with the heat and humidity into Monday, lower to mid-90s, with just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system located over the central plains will move slowly eastward over the next couple of days. The low and its associated fronts will produce rain and thunderstorms for the lower Missouri Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes. Heavy rain is possible where storms could be slow-moving, and there is a risk of flash flooding in portions of the Midwest. Some of the storms could be severe with gusty winds and hail, the primary risks. And hot summer weather is expected to continue for the southwest, central Great Basin, and into the central and southern Rockies today. High temperatures over the next couple of days will be 5 to 15 degrees above average in these areas. Temperatures are forecast to reach 100 degrees in the central plains tomorrow. Meanwhile, cooler than normal temperatures will persist in the Carolinas with persistent clouds and showers. At Mount Washington earlier this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour, gusting to 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 35 degrees. In Albany this morning, sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 42, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 69, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.35 inches now for the month, which is 84 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.69 inches for the year, which is 1.28 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 99 set in 1952, and the record low 39 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and warm with low humidity today and highs near 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, a late-day shower possible, and highs around 80. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night, and more scattered showers and storms Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy and a bit more humid in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid Friday, upper 80s. Hazy, hot, and humid, lower 90s Saturday, lower to mid-90s on Sunday, and more heat and humidity in the lower to mid-90s Monday, with just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.